The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
Good morning. It's Community Spotlight on Z102.9 going into the holiday season. And there's a show that is opening, and it's an Iowa debut. Tom Milligan is joining to talk about all of this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Great to be back.
Good to see you again. And I don't know how you're finding the time to come here. You've got fruitcakes on stage. The weekend debut this weekend, also running 12th, 13th, and 14th. Last couple times we've had you guys in just to talk about all of the variety of programming, I always seem to say Iowa debut. What is it about your organization or our community or our area that playwrights like coming here or like working with you, or combination of all of it?
Well, we've done Karen Schaefer plays out of a good friend of mine out of Des Moines. Her husband, Max Schaefer, was a really well-known radio personality in Des Moines. And she, at a later stage in life, got into writing shows, and mostly with women's issues and things like that. And so we had an in there with an original script. And then this one, Jonesy McElroy, who has been around here forever and spent 20 years in California working for television shows and things like that, he came to us with a couple of projects. We like doing original things because they're new, and you can kind of play with them as you like. But we also like to highlight people that are in the community that sometimes don't have that opportunity to be able to do something, or find a theater where they can produce something that they've never done before and say, hey, this is pretty good, or I guess I can put this one back on the show.
Let's talk about Fruitcakes by Jonesy McElroy. What is the audience in store for again running this weekend and next as well?
This is kind of a fun play. It takes place in a kind of a call center of it's called Soulful Solutions, and they take calls from people who need help, mostly auto people that need help. And they are on the verge of being evicted from their location on Christmas Eve. And it's kind of all the mayhem pursues, and there may be a death involved in it, and mistaken identity, and all sorts of things. So it's one of those new ones that we're having a fun time with.
Is that going to be the last production, and then you kind of close up shop till the new year?
It runs this weekend, then we'll run next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee, and then we're done for a little while. We just had Rod Pearson Big Band in. We'll take this time off, and then mid-April we'll get into our regular season, which is main stage shows, concerts. Funk Daddies is coming back again for us on the Courtyard. Summer camps, four summer camps in the middle, and then more into our main stage season as we go through.
Let's talk a little bit about that upcoming 2026 season and the events you mentioned as well. Is that a gift certificate opportunity for people, or just easier to get a subscription, maybe give that as a gift?
What we do that people like to do most of all is buy a four-pack. So you can buy a four-pack at a discounted price, and you can use those four tickets anywhere along the line during the entire year. So it really works well. So instead of having a gift certificate, and we've sold a lot of them for Christmas.
What would be a few titles that might pique somebody's interest as we're looking into 2026?
Well, I know a lot of people out there know the name Church Basement Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So the first show that we're doing is a show called Looney Lutherans, which is a show that we're actually bringing in from Minneapolis, because the friends of ours who wrote Church Basement Ladies and starred in the original production, they have a show called Looney Lutherans, which is a very audience family interactive show. So we're going to bring those people in. They are there at March 28th and 29th for 2 days. We're bringing them in. And then we get back outside with Funk Daddies on the Courtyard. That is May 23rd. Then we take our summer and do our summer youth camps.
Right.
So that gets the kids involved, and we get around several different locations with that. And then probably the big name coming up for us this year is that we are going to bring back Always Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
And that has been one that people have asked for a lot of times. August 14th, 15th, 16th, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. That is 2 weekends. Normally we run our middle shows only for 1 weekend, but we already sold a group yesterday for 50 for 1 day. So we anticipate that being a big week. Then we get back in with another Neil Simon comedy, Sunshine Boys, September. Then we have our Halloween party with Winifred and the Undead. That's really Deb's band.
Yep.
In the road. And then we're going to bring in something else. Doug Gabriel, who has some local connections here in Cedar Rapids. He has one of the longest running shows in Branson, has been voted most popular male artist for years. And part of the popularity of his show is it's done at 10 o'clock in the morning. So he's coming up. He's going to be up here for 2 shows, the 7th and 8th of November. And that's, once again, a very family-friendly show. So we'll do that. And then we're going to close out our season with a swinging Christmas with Rod Pearson Big Band back again next year. And then our last show will be a 1940s radio Christmas Carol. This is a sequel to a a very popular show, 1940s Radio Hour.
Yeah, I remember that.
This one has the, of course, the Christmas Carol twist to it and all that stuff. So that's our season for next year. So we're very busy, but it's nice to be able to get to the point where we can bring in groups that we know. We're not going to put anybody on the stage that we wouldn't produce ourselves. It just makes it a great year for us.
Covered a lot of information looking into the crystal ball for 2026. So the four-show ticket idea, Fruitcakes, get tickets for that. Where should we send them for all of that information and more,
Tom? You can go. We have a website, tkmtheatricalproductions.com. You can get our ticket events there. You can order anything online there. You can also, we have a great Facebook page that Deb maintains as well. You can do tickets on there. So if you just go to your browser and punch in TKM, the first thing it's going to pop up is us. A lot of information there, a lot of way to buy tickets and history and a lot of information on that website.
Well, what an exciting way to celebrate the holiday season. And thanks for coming in and have a happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.